It was moving day for the Packers. Workers spent the morning rolling in wooden crates and fiberglass statues of players all wrapped in plastic. The figures, 14 wooden lockers, and a rotating display of artifacts will spend this year at the Neville Public Museum. The exhibit opens April 5th. Tom Murphy is the Hall of Fame's archivist and a Packers board member. He says the Neville's display is a condensed version of what the Hall could house.
But the quality is certainly going to be there. And, for instance, I just got a donation a couple of weeks ago. I got a sideline hoodie made out of wool from 1939 that was worn by a former player by the name of Pete Tinsley. His daughter donated it. It's green and gold. It's in really very good shape. We'll be able to donate that. We're going to have the original goalpost crossbar from Hagemeister Park.
The Hall of Fame's most famous artifacts are the Lombardi Super Bowl trophies. The museum's interim director, Beth Lemke, says the Neville is preparing for them.
We're building a special case for trophies. So over the course of the time of things in the new construction, some trophies may be coming and going depending on casework and needs for the Hall of Fame itself.
If you came to the Neville this summer, you might be able to see a Lombardi trophy?
Yes.
The exhibit will also feature never-before-seen color pictures of 1967's Ice Bowl. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.